Namaste, my name is Rui Zimmer. I'm Internet Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about how to heal allergies. So I had a big interest in it, and my girlfriend has allergy, but it's very simple allergy, not a strong one. And I wanted to know what is behind it. I looked for remedies to heal allergies, and I found that my girlfriend is healed from an allergy. I checked the internet, and I don't want to sell you anything. And if you go to YouTube, they want to all the time to sell you something. And 95% of what the people are saying there is BS. Simply stated, an allergy is an abnormal reaction by your body immune system to normal substances in the environment. This means also airborne, this means it's the air, and the foods we eat or can even be caused by chemical sensitivities. So I have only some allergies for antibiotic and other medicaments. Okay, but this is okay. Some allergies cause only minor symptoms, but others can be very dangerous. And for me, it's dangerous to take antibiotica to your health. But others can be very dangerous to your health. Most physicians tend to mask the underlying symptoms with prescription drugs, including antihistamines, decongestants, topical creams, and so on. This means topical creams is cortisone mainly. No? Histamine is a chemical your immune system releases. It's mainly known for its role in causing allergy symptoms, but it has other important functions like regulating your sleep-wake cycle and cognitive function. So we need it in any case. No? The airborne allergies you can heal with bee pollen. I've written already about that, my blog, Get Relief from Hay Fever. The cause of allergies and inflammation is in the guts and liver. And if you heal both, allergies are gone. But to heal them, this is a problem. Totally. I looked for alternatives. Holistic allergies are caused by suppressed anger and fear. The body is fighting like crazy against something, no? Like the gluten or something, so that we live in disharmony with our environment. And that you see all the time with people who have allergy. And that is gut and liver related. For instance, high stress can cause allergies. And stress is caused by anxiety and anger. Also, again, the same proof. Yes, and that is related to the guts and liver. Okay. The rise of allergies in the last 20 years is alarming. 30 to 40% of the world population have an allergy, and in the next decade, it will go to 50%. So 30 years ago, an Indian didn't have any allergy. But consuming the Western BS food, the industrial processed food, made it possible. The Western society loves to poison all underdeveloped countries to make them addicted to their pharmaceutical. And food is the biggest business in the world, with 8 or 18 trillion every year. The food industry is owned by the pharmaceutical. Okay, get it right. No? Then you know why this allergy happens. They make money from it. So richer the country is, so higher the rate of allergy. Detox your body, foremost your guts, your liver. I have written already about that. You can detox the guts with betony clay and psyllium husk. So read my WordPress blog, How to Detox the Gut. This is ask-hyphen. Then comes rudi.com, also ASK-RUDI why.com, and then comes here, then you make slash, then blog or how hyphen to hyphen detox hyphen the, and then a hyphen gut. No? Then liver detox with supplement milk thistle. So I've written about this. You need 6 weeks or until 3 months. And to remove the stones in the liver and gallbladder with olive oil and grapefruit juice. To read my WordPress blog, how to do a liver cleanse. Again, go on this ask-rudy.com blog and then how to do a liver cleanse. Okay. Eat a fermented raw vegetable or take probiotic every day. It is so important. Everybody has to do so. And the people with the longest life in the society here are the Japan, and they're eating 3 times per day fermented food. Okay, just of course that I know that. No? I do this also. No? I'm 66 years old. No? How the magic of sweet potatoes? I didn't know them. So I read about this, about cancer and so on, and about stem cells, and so the sweet potatoes is a must. No? Eat every day sweet potatoes, raw or cooked, the purple or red potatoes that are inside purple or red are the best for your body. Regardless of which potatoes, if they're even white, they're all good for a healthy digestion. And your digestion will change. Will get a good digestion. So I've tried it out with other people and they agree to 100%. It's just magic, sweet potatoes. I don't know why. I have no clue, but I know that it works. Reduce or better don't eat or drink. Now comes the thing. I know it. Junk food. Industrially processed food. Okay. It's boring for me. Alcohol. Well, sure. Alcohol destroys the unhealthy bacteria in your guts, okay? And promotes the unhealthy bacteria in your guts. Drugs, every kind of drugs. Also hashish, ne? Grass, ne? Fatty food. Oh my God. If I see fatty food, I could puke out that. If I see it. Ne? White sugar. White sugar is a killer number one. It's even kids better than smoking. And white sugar is everywhere because they want to make you ill. Meat and fish. Do you know what they give the cows and pigs and fish to eat? And you eat that also when you eat them? Okay. Check it out. No? For what's it, the Norway guy, he would never eat salmon from Norway. No? This sex says, but he's selling them. The same is true for the shrimps here in Thailand. Okay. Instead, embrace a plant-based diet without gluten. Okay. I say reduce, and if you can reduce, and if you stop, it's better. But okay. Instead, embrace a plant-based diet without gluten. Reduce stress. When you have stress, your gut can't work. And the digestion is awful afterwards. Take every day a natural antihistamines. And this is quercetin, bromelain, NAC supplement, N-acetylcysteine, alkalizing vitamin C. Normal case, vitamin C is acid. No? Watercress, ginger, turmeric, boswellia, spirulina. Alone with spirulina, you can heal an allergy. Origins? Orange, okay. Probiotic with 25 to 50 billion bacteria and so on. Choose a probiotic that fits to your body the best. Try them out. This means you combine and you go buy probiotics and at least 50% are fake products. This means you combine quercetin with bromelain as a supplement. Choose probiotics that give you the best digestion. I said before, at least 50% of the probiotics are fake. And today, they're selling more fake products than true products. From this alternative healing, this means also, regardless which herbs, sometimes with quercetin is the same thing, 50% has no quercetin inside of it at all. Okay. You can add vitamin C. With spirulina, you can heal an allergy if you take 4 times 2 grams of spirulina per day. Guess your allergy will completely disappear or the symptoms will be reduced. If all the strategies above are not enough to heal your allergy, reduce or stop eating wheat, rice or other grains because they produce a slime inside the gut where harmful organisms, bacteria and fungus like candida grow. You have heard right. All grains producing a slime in your guts. And then in the slime or behind the slime and the wall of the gut, they're nesting this harmful organism, bacteria and fungus. So I don't eat any grains or meat. I eat only raw vegetables, fruits, 30 grams of flax seed and 3 Brazil nuts per day, and this over 30 years. 37 years or so. Okay. Look what works for you. There are about a dozen main causes leading to environmental and food allergies. Now we come to the next. We look what works for you. Okay. I don't want to press you. It's not my intention. I want to inspire you and to encourage you. Leaky guts. Leaky guts you get from harmful bacteria and harmful organisms. Intestines bacteria, if they're not correct, if the ratio from harmful to not harmful, it should be harmful, should be only 25%. Antibiotics and birth control. Antibiotics killing every bacteria everywhere. Birth control drugs, we know them. Poor eating, like fried food, a lot of gluten, dairy products, eggs. Inflammatory foods like white sugar, food sensitives, heavy metals, high stress. However, there is one main root cause, and that root cause imbalance, that root cause imbalance begins and ends in the gut, which then leads to a host of symptoms that differ based on the individual, including the liver. Do you have candida grown in your guts? 67% of the people have that. So this is a stupid question. If you don't do anything for it, normal 67% of people of the population have candida. Candida is a fungal infection caused by an overgrowth of yeast in your body. Causes may include take certain drugs, especially antibiotics, corticosteroids, and some birth control pills. Pregnancy, being overweight, obese is now the fashion, having a bacterial infection or several different health conditions, for example, a weakened immune system, diabetes, psoriasis, and so on. Stop antibiotics because they kill healthy bacteria. After taking antibiotics, the harmful bacteria will grow. When you take antibiotics, then take it with probiotic. You can substitute antibiotics with Colia Silva if this works for you. I can't take antibiotics or some other medicament, so I substitute them. You can try out Colia Silva. So what I have learned is in Thailand, 80% are fine with Colia Silva. It's C-O-L-L-O. I-D-A-L, and then comes silver. No? It's actually silver. No? And in the Western society, only good for 50%. The other 50, it will not work. You can check it out. Problems with the stomach acid. If we don't have a healthy level of acid, not enough acid in our stomachs, harmful bacteria and organisms can enter the gut. Makes sense. Chronic inflammation, so many people have said. If we have a genetic preposition for allergy, our genetics don't dictate our future or destiny. This is the reason not all people with candida are getting allergy, but only who have the genetics to get an allergy. Makes sense, no? All inflammation starts in the gut. We need a high, healthy microbiome. And this I told you before. We have to go to the root cause of the inflammation caused by allergy. Description of supplements. This means we have to grow a healthy microbiome in our gut. Now comes the thing with the supplements. Today, they cheat like crazy. 50 to 90% of the herbs they sell in supplements are not the herbs at all. Or the alternative healing stuff. So they are the over cheater. You have to look for the stuff what is working. And now there is a guy on YouTube, and you just go on YouTube and check refuel from quercetin, from anthraxin, or regardless what. And then he have made a YouTube about this and so on. Quercetin is an antioxidant found naturally in onion, apples, grapefruit, okra, and other produce. This means also in ginger and so on. A 22 study by trusted sources found that it may also work as an antihistamine and be able to effectively reduce allergy symptoms. You can purchase quercetin as a supplement or simply add more quercetin-rich food to your diet, the better choice of these two options, but then you never get enough. So bromelain is a compound most commonly found in pineapples, but you can also find it in supplement form. It's known to be effective at treating respiratory distress and inflammation associated with allergies. So a 2023 analysis found that bromelain may be effective against sinusitis, a type of inflammation of the nasal passage caused by allergies or a cold. Experts recommend getting bromelain by eating pineapple rather than by taking supplements. The pineapple are too acid, so you cannot eat so much. No? So, okay, butterbur. Butterbur is a marsh plant that parts of the daisy family. I don't know what it is. It's found throughout Europe and in region of Asia and North America. So a marsh plant I know, but butterbur I don't know. All the 2012 research by trusted source suggests it might be effective in reducing the intensity and frequency of migraine attacks, but it may also help treat nasal allergies. A 2023 study found that butterbur was a safe and effective natural treatment or option for people with seasonal allergic rhinitis. Okay, butterbur is available as an oil extract or as a supplement. Then ginger is a histamine blocker or antihistamine, but it's also great for the immune system. Shave off a small piece of ginger, put it in a mug, pour hot water over it and steep for 3 to 5 minutes, then drink and enjoy it. So I drink ginger lemon every morning, but I don't cook it. I make just warm water, 40, 50 degrees. Ne? Then turmeric is a spice that can prevent the release of histamine from mast cells and can even inhibit anaphylactic reactions. It can be used in cooking or can be made into a tea. Roasted, pasteurized, organic chicken wrapped with turmeric, garlic, thyme, served with broccoli and sweet potato is a perfect meal to combat allergies. The problem with turmeric is you need fatty food or you put some black pepper on it. Otherwise, it's not useful for your body. Then comes here, after last research, ginger nettle will not work for allergies. So they have done it, research, placebo, with and the other took ginger nettle, and ginger nettle is not working. Even all the people are described this after the last research, not. Okay, and now comes quercetin review. Most supplements are fake, as usual. Most supplements are fake and don't have quercetin, or only a small fraction are proclaimed. Quercetin is naturally yellow. Take 500 milligrams twice a day, best with healthy fat. So I read here the from Drugs or Herbs Now, they didn't have done this test including them. As I like this firm very much, but okay. So then here the best quercetin supplements. This means the best is with the highest number. Ne? So the first is double wood. Quercetin with bromelain has only 76% of the amount. They proclaim 500 milligram and the read is 38.2 milligram. And I say, I don't care. If you treat the same thing with a herb and you treat it with two herbs, then you have to reduce the herb, the first herb. So this makes absolute for me sense to reduce quercetin because you add bromelain to it. This makes for me 100% sense. As if you take herbs for a health condition, and if you say, okay, I want to take two herbs, then you have to reduce the first herb to 50%. Makes sense or not sense? Okay. My girlfriend takes the supplement from Double Wood because we can't buy other good quercetin supplements in Thailand, only from Herb Now or something like this one. But what should I say? It works. It works magical. Okay. Then the next comes Nutricost is 440 milligrams, but only set 87%. This means 383 milligrams. The other has 382 milligrams from Double Wood, so nearly the same. Okay. Nuin Nutra, 440 milligrams is 88%, but has 388 milligrams. Okay. Still I'm with Double Wood, still good. Balanced Beans has 88%, Tonic 98%, Mount Angel 104%, Forest Leaf 100%, Luma Nutrition 100%. They're all very expensive, I know. So, and from Herb Now, I have to check the name, and from Double Woods, they are affordable. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.